Fundamentally, nothing is needed, nothing is lacking. Fundamentally means the way right now, the truth of our life. The actuality of this experiencing moment. No need to have the various sutras and gathas, and yet they are most vital for us because we miss what we are if we believe and are caught up in our beliefs, in our habits. So occasionally it's useful to remind ourselves, vast is the robe of liberation, a formless field of benefaction. Vast means the whole of the universe that we know and we don't know. The whole of beings. Beings are numberless, we say. Beings are numberless. In all the forms that beings manifest, from the tiniest of tiny to the largest of largest. Beings are those so-called inside our body, microscopic levels, various flora and fauna in our guts, in other parts of our body, in the life of the universe. Beings are numberless. And I vow to liberate them, save them, enable them, enable us to be exactly who we are, which is both just this and everything and everyone that we encounter from morning to night. Vast is the robe of liberation. Vast is this formless form that is our life, which takes all sorts of forms. It takes the form of us sitting upright. It takes the form of us driving down the street, walking, talking, listening, working. It takes the form of us being the bird in the tree, the insect that the bird grabs, the worm that's pulled out of the earth and eaten, and all the various other ways we manifest our life, the life of the universe. And yet, delusionary desires are inexhaustible. We easily, we and all sorts of other beings get caught up, but we take care of just what we as humans can take care of. No need to worry about other beings. Get caught up in delusions and desires that we don't even realize. They just keep appearing and disappearing. No need to figure out where from or how, but to notice how and where, simply when we're sitting, all of a sudden caught in self-centered stories about what was, what will be. Simply notice it, even when we're sitting zazen, much less when we're walking into the store or standing up in a room with other people, listening and saying things and judging. Our wonderful opportunity is in the midst of numberless beings and numberless forms and various manifestations, to, for us to do what's our opportunity in life, whether it's when we're sitting zazen and simply notice self-centered story that we wandered off into and opening back up to just this opening back up, so to speak. Of course, it's not opening back up because we're not closed in anything. And yet it sometimes feels like we're closed and clutching to something. So it's up to us, with the assistance of all sorts of forms, with the assistance of the whole universe, with the assistance of all the, if I use the expressions, Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, to take care of this moment. Being right here. Experiencing this that we have the capacity to experience, not in some other way, but in exactly the way that you and each of you, myself and everyone else, has our own particular practice opportunity, moment, moment. Being just this moment. Being just right here with whoever shares the universe with me right now, whether the person right next to me or the dream about what they did to me yesterday or what's going to happen tomorrow. And then how do we make manifest the truth of who and what life of the universe is right now? That's our opportunity, and that's our task, both our opportunity, which we're all capable of, not in some fancy special way, but in exactly the way each of us is, the way you are, the way I am, in my particular way, with my particular voice and breath and body as it is, not as it should be, not as it could be. Those are just stories and dreams. But as it is, in handing over my credit card to the cashier or swiping it, in picking up the bag of groceries that are in my hands to carry out, to saying thank you or please to the person serving me, to, and you fill in exactly what you need to do with the specifics, whether it's editing the email you're writing or digging the hole for the plant that you're putting into the ground or digging out the weed that's covering over the plant and killing the plant that you want, or the various other ways. Myriad forms, beings are numberless. Delusions, desires are inexhaustible. Don't need to worry about what's going to come next. Take care of the one right here. Take care of this breathing in, breathing out, zazen moment. Breathing in, breathing out, zazen moment. Including hearing the story that our neighbor's telling us and listening and responding in a skillful way. Waiting at the red light and not being happy with the car in front of us. The light turned green and they're a little slow starting up. Beings are numberless. Vast is this robe of liberation that is who we are. And yet, it's our opportunity to manifest this life of the universe as our life, as this moment, or to take care of what needs to be taken care of with our effort. So thank you for your Zazen effort. Thank you for your Bodhisattva life effort, moment by moment.